It is now more than 100 years after that first Isaiah author in Jerusalem wrote and prophesied, and the scene has shifted to the Babylonian captivity in a far country from Israel and Judah. Having been taken from their homeland of Judah around 590 BCE when Nebuchadnezzar, the great Babylonian king, invaded, 2 Isaiah and his fellow Jews watched their temple be destroyed. In addition, thousands of them were killed during the invasion, or they died on the grueling 500-mile forced march to Babylon. Here the Jews were exposed to cultural and pagan religious practices that were totally foreign to them. The great Daniel stories are set during this period, and as Daniel and his friends found, so did this Isaiah author and his contemporaries, that the great challenge was to figure out how to stay faithful in such oppressive, enslaved circumstances. Now, that's not unlike you and I finding ourselves in a very foreign environment, maybe a foreign ethical environment in the workplace, and having to stay true to what we know is ethically right. One of the great breakthroughs the Jews had in their understanding of God during this Babylonian captivity was understanding that God was not confined to the temple in Jerusalem, but was with them in their captivity in this foreign land. Think of that. They thought they left God behind, but God showed them He was right with them. Keeping the Sabbath also took on enormous...